This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A powerful storm has been slamming parts of the West. Two people died in the Seattle area when a tree fell on a vehicle. The AP's Mike Hempen on the heavy rain and flooding in Northern California.
Flooding was reported across the San Francisco Bay Area, closing streets in Berkeley, inundating Oakland's Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, and overflowing rivers in Napa and Sonoma counties. Power poles were downed, and tens of thousands of people in the North Bay were without electricity.
The Weather Service says the heavy rain and mountain snow will continue in the West over the next day or so. As President Biden races to get his social services and climate change package through Congress, key Democratic Senator Joe Manchin appears to be on board now with how to pay for it. That's according to a source. New taxes on billionaires and some corporations. It appears there's been a military coup in Sudan. The U.S. envoy to the region says Washington is deeply alarmed by these reports. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas is overseas.
The armed forces disrupted internet access and blocked bridges in Sudan's capital, Khartoum. Thousands flooded the streets of the capital in response to the takeover. Footage shared online showed security forces using tear gas on protesters who blocked roads and burnt tires. A takeover by the military would be a major setback for Sudan, as the country has struggled with an uncertain transitional government since longtime ruler Omar al-Bashir was toppled by mass protests 2 years ago.
Court records released over the weekend show that a camera operator told authorities that Alec Baldwin had been careful with weapons on the set of the film Rust before the actor shot and killed a cinematographer with a gun he'd been told was safe to use. Two people killed in a lab explosion in China. It happened at the Nanjing University of Aeronautics and Astronautics. This is AP News. The AP's Karen Shamas has news from Israel.
Israel is expected to move forward with thousands of new homes for Jewish settlers in the West Bank. The plan for about 30,000 new homes in the West Bank has already drawn calls for restraint from the US, which has voiced concern over the expected approvals. 2,800 new units are expected to be approved in the West Bank, complicating any efforts to create a Palestinian state. The Palestinians seek the West Bank along with the Gaza Strip and East Jerusalem for their future state, and view the settlements, which house some 700,000 Israeli settlers, as the main obstacle to peace. Whilst Israel views the West Bank as the biblical and historical heartland of the Jewish people, most of the international community considers settlements illegal. I'm Karen Shamas.
The COVID pandemic has now killed nearly 5 million people around the world, more than 700,000 in the U.S. alone. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.